God's attributes were manifested to his bride.
If you are now living with a woman that you have not paid her bride price, it is not a legal relationship before heaven. You must pay the bride price. And many of you listening to me now, you have not paid. You just went and took somebody's daughter, kept at home, and she's producing children for you. And everybody is saying, that's your wife. That's my wife. That's my wife. That's why they marry your mama. Even that's why they marry your mama. Now family cost, they worry you. I want to say it hard so that you know the effect of what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And now to the woman. Because he said, he that findeth a wife. He didn't say he that findeth a girl. He didn't say he that findeth a woman. Findeth a good thing. And it's even a special favor of the Lord. What did he say? This is another write-up to all our women. Praise the Lord. And he says, this is dedicated to the females. He said, there is more to a relationship than sex or virginity. Because some of people will brag about their sex prowess, how sexy they look, or how they have preserved their virginity until the day they married. That is their qualification. It says, extra oil of sustainable relationship. There is an extra oil. Hallelujah. A lot of guys today complain that guys walk away from them simply because they refuse having sex with them. While some are even tempted to give away their virginity just to keep a guy. Let me be blunt here. Looking at it critically, you will see that virginity may not be the real reason why guys walk away. It may not be sex either. The story of the 10 virgins in the Bible made us to understand that both the wise and the foolish were virgins. The other 5 were not allowed to see the bridegroom, not because they were virgins or they lost their virginity. No, but because they were foolish and called foolish because they had no extra oil. And what is that extra oil, if I may ask? The extra oil here is your character or those things you can offer in relationship apart from sex, virginity, and physical beauty. Those extra things that you can offer in a relationship apart from sex, apart from your virginity and your physical beauty. Most girls don't have that extra oil to sustain them in any relationship. Why some brag about virginity? Maybe because that's all they've got to offer. Apart from virginity and sex, what else can you offer to a man? Listen very well. Can you support him physically? Can you support him financially? Can you support him spiritually? How about mentally? Can you support him? All you do is to demand for money to buy bag, shoe, cloth, and everything. Making it spend unnecessarily because you see relationship as a job opportunity, sex as your office duty, and virginity as a CV or qualification for the job. He says, don't get me wrong. I didn't say asking for money is bad, but you shouldn't make it a constant habit. He's not your father, for God's sake. He's not your father. It's a relationship, not a job opportunity. Have you ever sat him down to help him plan his future? Has he ever seen you as someone he can confide in? How many times has he come to you in a state of dilemma seeking your advice? Rather than jumping from one place to another, all in the name of enjoyment. As for the virgins that refuse to understand or even remember that virginity ends after wedding night, But the extra oil continues and is what keeps you going. Try to be a woman that a man will or can always regret losing for the rest of his life. Be valuable. Be a great woman with virtue. Be a source of motivation to your man. Be his only source of confidence. Be his source of strength. Be the woman a man can't afford or dream of losing. That's for the females. I have one more for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Another writer has this to say. A good woman makes a good wife, and a good wife becomes a good mother. A good mother gives birth to a good child. If you want to be one, emulate these steps that we want to enumerate below. I repeat again. A good woman makes a good wife, and a good wife becomes a good mother. And a good mother gives birth to a good child. Number one, if you want to this quality, never. Woman, listen to me. Oh, I know the men are rejoicing now that I'm addressing the women. Woman, never raise your voice for any reason to your husband. It's a sign of disrespect. Two, don't expose your husband's weaknesses to your family and friends. It will bounce back at you. You are each other's keeper. Three, never use attitudes and moods to communicate to your husband. You never know how your husband will interpret them. Defensive women don't have a happy home. Four, never compare your husband to other men. You have no idea what their life is all about. If you attack his ego, his love for you will diminish. Stop attacking his ego. Stop comparing with other people. You are attacking his ego. You are making him look like a failure in life. His love for you will diminish. Number five, never ill-treat your husband's friends because you don't like them. The person who is supposed to get rid of them is your husband, not you. Number six, never forget that your husband married you, not your mate or anyone else. Do your duties. Seven, never assign anyone to give attention to your husband. People may do everything else, but your husband is your own responsibility. Eight, never blame your husband if he comes back home empty-handed. Rather, encourage him. Never be a wasteful wife. Your husband's sweat is too precious to be wasted. Never pretend to be sick for the purpose of denying your husband's right. You must give it to him how he wants it. It's very important to men. If you keep denying him, it's a matter of time before another woman takes over that duty. No man can withstand on starvation for too long. Even the anointed ones. Even the anointed ones cannot be starved for too long. Eleven. Never compare your husband to your one-time ex-lover. Your home may never recover from it if you do. 12. Never answer for your husband in public opinion polls. Let him handle what is directed to him, although he may answer for you in public opinion polls. What he's saying is, don't talk for your husband. When two of you are seated together, they ask him questions. Then you are the one that will answer for him. What kind of thing is that? I've seen situation even where I've always questioned it, and I don't know why they do that. Even in my ministry here, the last one that happened was a family that was in serious stress. They needed accommodation badly, and it was the wife that was texting me, that was calling me. So I called her and I told her I wanted to see her with her husband. And they came to my office and I had to ask the man, I understand you people have problem of accommodation. You needed money to renew your rent and it's really frustrating you. He said, yes. I said, do you have my phone number? He said, yes. I said, why was it your wife that was calling me to ask for assistance for accommodation? Why not you? And he was just dumbfounded. He was looking at me. And maybe I'm not the only one she asked. Maybe she went about asking everywhere. And I see a lot. And maybe those of you may be hearing this for the first time. I'm just saying this for the first time, maybe in public. Usually, if I know you as a couple, I relate with you as a couple, and you have a need as a family, and it is the woman that asks me, I never ever respond. Because I know that is an anomaly. I know that is wrong. That is wrong. Something is wrong in that relationship. So it's the woman that is in control. You are not in control. It is your response. We are exposing her. That woman can go and meet some of these funny men, and then they take advantage of her frustration. It's wrong. So never you speak for the family. The voice for the family is your husband. One told me one time when I queried, he said, he will not talk. You know, he's very quiet. He will not talk. Okay, now. So you are the one talking. Well, you meet people like me, I am looking at an anomaly. I'm seeing you as that you have bewitched your husband. He cannot even talk. Number 13, sister, never shout or challenge your husband in front of your children. Wise women, don't do that. Number 14, don't forget to check the smartness of your husband before he checks out. Make sure he dresses well. You are his ADC. You know, that's the job of the ADC, part of the job of the ADCs, to make sure that the button is well and the iron is clothed and it's looking smart. Number 15, never allow your friends to be too close to your husband, your own friends, before, you know what, anything can happen. 16, never be in a hurry in the bathroom and on the dressing table. Out there, your husband is always surrounded by women who took their time on their looks. That is, take good care of yourself. Beautify. Don't rush. Sit down. Look at the mirror. Make yourself ever attractive. Not this one that I see sometimes in Bride Assembly Church here. Unfortunately, I cannot make too much demonstration. COVID-19 has caged me to this table. If you see them, after one child, that beautiful girl that we are seeing in the church, after one child, you will see her with that baby on her back, with one type of wrapper, walking like one village woman going to the farm. With one bathroom slippers, no courage anymore. She will check her weight. She will check her shape. All the reactions of the body, she leaves them like that. Ha! Smarter now. You say, you lie down with your husband, he will back you. Ah, he's not looking at you again. Ah, he's always going out. It's your fault too. Number 17. Your parents or family or friends do not have the final say in your marriage. Don't waste your time looking up to them for a final word. You must live if you want to cleave. He said, leave your father and mother and cleave. Amen. Do you know that there are some men that before they even buy a wrapper for their wife, they will ask their mama. They will ask their father. Man, that's the truth. Mommy, I said, let me, I want to buy my wife car next month. Then the woman is saying, eh, car? Have you finished the foundation? Oh, then he come back. Honey, my mama say, I should not buy you that car yet. Bomboy. Tomboy. And you too, every little thing. Sister, you will fool your mother. You will fool your father. Everything in the house there, your father, your mother. How many times, regularly, your father and mother always visiting you, always visiting you. They will not let you sit down and enjoy your marriage. They come there, mama will come into the house and enter kitchen and say, hey, you're taking care of my son? And then the bomboy is there saying, I told you. I told you, if my mommy, you are default. In fact, it's a challenge. Physically, you are a physical challenge. You're not a man. When you are married, your mother and your father visit you. They are visitors. Are you hearing me? Your mother and your father and your sisters and your brothers, when they visit you, they are visit. They visit, visit, they are visitor. It's my house now. My son's house is my house. Now, Layo, mama, you get your husband. This is not your house. This is me and Clara. Clara's house. Me and Clara get this house. Every other alu, you are visitor. Number 18, never base your love on monetary things. Will you still submit to him? Even if you earn more money than him, you see, submission is not because he has more than you. It is because God has placed him above you. Number 19, don't forget that husbands want attention and good listeners. Never be too busy for him. Good communication is the bedrock of every happy home. Number 20, if your idea worked better than his, never compare yourself to him. It's always teamwork. 21, don't be too judgmental to your husband. No man wants a naggy wife. Every time, complain here. Why did you do this? Why you just call me? This one, complain. That is the meaning of nagging. So every time, 24 hours, the man is on the defensive. He's always defend. You are looking for trouble for that marriage. Number 22, I'm rushing this because I still have some things to say. Oh, a lazy wife is a careless wife. She doesn't even know that her body needs a bath. Can you imagine that your wife, you have to remind her that you never bath, maybe because you begin to smell something. Lazy. Don't let your laziness reach that level. 23, does your husband like a kind of cooked food, a particular type of food? Try to change your cooking. No man jokes with food. Am I correct? No man jokes with food. Number 24. I told you by the time I finish this message today, you will not have any question to ask. Never be too demanding to your husband. Enjoy every moment. Enjoy every resource as it comes. Enjoy it. 25. Make A glass of water, the very first welcome to your husband and everyone entering your house. Sweetness of attitude is true beauty. Merely your husband enters, offer him a drink. Why we say a glass of water is you will not need to buy that one now. So you will say there was no money to it finished in the fridge. Offer him water to drink. And when a visitor enters the house, don't sit down there and don't welcome him well. Welcome him. Be sweet to your visitors. 26. Don't associate with women who have a wrong mental attitude about marriage. There are women that their attitude towards, like, what do they call them? Gender activists. Women rights activists. Who believe that a woman is even better than a man. Run away from that, or they will destroy your marriage. Number 27 point here. Your marriage is as valuable to you as the value that you give it. Recklessness is unacceptable. 28. A confrontational wife can never keep a good husband and her home. She will be grooming irresponsible daughters without manners. Yes. Because you yourself, you're always confrontational. Fight, 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 fight. 29 point. A woman who cannot manage her children, cannot manage her home, cannot manage her husband, is a complete failure in life, no matter her achievements. I repeat, whatever other achievement you have, if you cannot manage your children because you don't have time for them, you cannot manage your home, you can't even manage your husband, you are a complete failure in life, no matter whatever is your achievement. Number 30, a wise woman honors her husband and respects him. In turn, the husband will cherish her and love her dearly. It will be natural. Husband is a beautiful gift from God. No woman can stay without a husband. No good man on earth can tolerate a confrontational and argumentative wife except they have lost their value and become less of a real man. And that is why Abraham loved his wife Sarah, because Sarah will call him Lord. Lord. 31. Fruit of the womb is a blessing from the Lord. Love your children and teach them well. You are never too old to influence your home. Never reduce your care for your family for any reason. Don't reduce it. And 33. Finally, for now. A prayerful wife is very wise and intelligent. And she's a better equipped wife. Pray always for your husband and family. Conquer all challenges and problems with prayers. Only God can solve our problems. No parent, no scholars, not anybody, but only God and then you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are these characters that Eliezer was looking for, and Rebecca qualified. It was these characters that King Ahasuerus in the book of Esther was looking for, and Esther qualified. It is this same character that Christ is wanting to achieve as he molds us through the star messengers and the fivefold ministry. So, that's the first point we look at that constitute a proper marriage. These considerations must be considered. Then, the second step you go is the bride price. To constitute a proper marriage, there must be a bride price. You cannot call a woman your wife when you have not paid the bride price. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. We are purchased with his blood. The Bible says so. He paid our bride price. That's why we are purchased possession of God. He redeemed us with the price of his blood. And so also it is. When you go, you must pay the bride price. And this is where I disagree. A point of conflict with so many other ministers, especially within the entire message circle, and of course, all so-called holiness believing preaching churches. When you go to pay the bride price, you go, it is called traditional marriage. You are going to marry a woman. You will not dictate to them what you are to pay. They dictate to you what you are to pay as her dowry. And it is done according to the traditions of the people where your wife comes from. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. When you go there, as long as they don't tell you to do any illegal thing to the law of the land, and no culture will tell you to do that. The culture they have that you must fulfill to marry their wives, fulfill it. If you cannot fulfill it, then you beg them. Don't go there and carry your shoulder. They say, bring 3 kegs of sapele water, ogogoro, with 20 cartons of beer. Then bring 2 pots of burukutu. And bring 4 kegs of palm wine. Then you say, no. Holy brother. No, I'm a Christian. Wait, I can't take alcohol. Did he say you should take alcohol? Hey, what I don't drink, I don't give people. Okay. You are a Christian. Why are you going to marry an unbeliever's daughter? Therefore, don't marry her. Oh, you are a Christian. And that is always the beginning of the problem in that marriage. And some of you, this holy brother and sister, is just outward holiness. So inside, spiritually, empty, nothing. If they enter their shrine and swear for that marriage, it will catch you. Because you are owing them, you carry somebody's daughter, you are insulting them. When they enter their tradition to do to what they do to people who carry their children away without giving them honor, it will happen or it will catch you and bring unnecessary problem. Go and give them the wine, give them the alcohol if you can afford it. If you cannot, because of your faith, then beg them. Please now, I beg. I don't get. But can I monetize it? Can I monetize it? Then you give them the money. Of course, while you are there, they are rushing to go and buy the drinks and bring it there and drink it while you are attending to you. So what is the difference? When you are giving them money to go and buy it and you buy it yourself and come and give. It's all just unnecessary confusion. Holiness without wisdom. Give to Caesar what is Caesar, but when they now say you drink it, that is when you say, no, I don't drink alcohol. I am a Christian and nobody will force you to take it. Praise the Lord. If you are now living with a woman that you have not paid her bride price, it is not a legal relationship before heaven. You must pay the bride price. And many of you listening to me now, some of you, you have not paid. You just went and took somebody's daughter, kept at home, and she's producing children for you. And everybody is saying, that's your wife. That's my wife. That's why they marry your mama. Even if that's why they marry your mama, now family curse, they worry you. That's a family curse. to say it hard so that you know the effect of what I say. In fact, you are a thief. In fact, you are a kidnapper. And the parents of that woman, they are angry with you. You don't know. I went and I told them. I told them, and the father said, take your time. Before, what will he tell you? When you have insulted him, you have humiliated him. So he's following you in that shape, to cover his shame, to make you look as if it all is well. But deep inside of him is unhappy. And the accuser of the brethren has something to accuse that relationship. Because the truth is that the two of you are two. You are not one. Because what makes you one? Ab initio is absent. So, Pastor, what am I to do now? What am I to do? Number one, you already have one child or children in that relationship. Don't leave, oh. Because the man may be looking for a way now to hear Pastor Moses say it's illegal, so let's separate. Don't separate, oh. Don't go anywhere. Where are you going? Who will marry you? No, I'm saying that complete the process. That go and correct it. It's an anomaly. Go and repair it. Go and pay. But I don't have money. You don't have money, Abby? You don't have money. You get fridge. Sell your fridge. Sell your television. Sell your clothes. Sell everything. Go and borrow money. Go and borrow money from cooperative. Go and borrow money from Ajo. Go and borrow money from microfinance. Go to your bank and borrow money. Go to your office. Borrow. Tell your guy that you are working for to give you money. Go to your association. Go to your town union that you have been contributing money all these years. Look, go. Okay. Call me. Call me. I will interview you and then I can help you. You will see funny calls that I will get. Praise God. Go and pay. But now, if you have not yet had a child for that man, pack out immediately. Pack away while you are still okay. Oh. That man doesn't love you. If he loves you, he will go to your village and pay. Leave so that your husband will come. And then leave aside and tell him, if you love me, go and pay. And please, I give you 2 months. If you not pay, anyone will come, I go agree. And they go, after all, I don't marry you before. You are only living like a neighbor. In fact, you are fornicators. You don't separate, you are going to hell. Going to hell. Hell, hell. Hello, hell. Separate, pack out immediately. But I don't have money, I don't know where to pack. Go and squat with friends. Go and squat. Or then you people, go back to your family. Go back to your family. And if you don't have any family for any reason, then the two of you shall agree, if you love each other, to separate. And then until he makes it right and calls you back. Don't ask me a question in this area again. No. Thirdly, when you have paid the bride price, then you come before a minister of God, to join you. Remember, it is pointing to Christ and his church. The individual in the marriage between you and Christ, the church, and the Christ, and our Christ, our husband, our bridegroom, is that he woos you, and then the minister, after you agree, the minister brings you and you make your confession to live true to your spiritual husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, forever. And on that basis, he takes you into the water and baptizes you in the name of your husband. You become Mrs. Jesus. Then, for this reason, you have left the world. That water washes away whatever you were before. You now have a new identity. Then the two of you are joined together to become one. What makes you one is that he gives you his spirit. The Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, makes you one with him. For it is written, if you have not the spirit of Christ, you are none of his. Praise the Lord. So your identity is changed. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So your name now becomes Mrs. Jesus. So also physically, the man, the minister brings you together. You exchange your vows to live together for better, for worse, for every situation until death do you part. And then he pronounces you husband and wife. Then you drop your old identity. You were Clara, Ebele, Osai. Now you are Mrs. Even your title, you used to be Miss, M-I-S-S. Now, Mrs. Clara Ebele Alu. All Osai is gone forever. You become, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the reason. Recently, I was telling my daughter, I said, see you now. I'm spending all this money preparing you. See, spend all this money. They do this one. The school, everything. You want this, I give you this one. Then one boy will come from somewhere. I said, the list I will give him. Hey. The list I will give him. That's why in some cultures, the bride price is too much. Eh? Then even my name, you will not bear. Even my name, you will not bear. Eh? All of a sudden, yeah. Clara, no more Osai, Alu, an old friend, or see her, he said, on their Facebook, is this Clara? Is it Clara Osai? Is it Clara Osai? He's remembering the old identity. Eh? Some people will see Pastor Zoe. G-Money. And remembering his club name. Some people will see Prophet Timothy. Oscar. Old identity. All things are passed away. You now have a new identity. Then that token is given to you. The wedding ring. That anyone that sees you knows that you are now married to a man. And some of the holiness churches too, they begin to make argument, why are you using ring? They say, we marry with the Bible. We don't marry with the ring because it is gold. It is ring. It's a jewelry. We are not you are taking this too far. It has a significance. There's a significance of it.
Yes, sir.
Right. Amen. Which Bible? Anywhere your wife is going, she'll be holding Bible like being as evident that she's married. And who told you that you marry with a ring? We don't marry with a ring. What marriage is your vow? What marriage is the bride price he has paid? The bride price he paid is what married you. The wedding ring is to announce to everybody, hey, bride price, there on her head. And it's a signboard that she belongs to a man. And that is what the Holy Ghost is, a token that Satan comes and see the spirit around you. He knows this one belongs to Jesus. Let me go my way. Praise Master Jesus. Then the man carries his wife and goes home. And the man starts his duty on the wife. What is the duty of the wife? The first caution, in addition to what we have read, remember we concentrated on the woman, praise the Lord, is 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. He said, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them. Now you are going to dwell now, according to knowledge, give honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Praise the Lord. According to knowledge. Let me read some write-up here that may also help us. I'll try to be fast. One of them here says, amen. That's one thing I want you to know. When he said with knowledge, this is a scenario now. And it can happen to any man, even the anointed ones like Zoe. It can happen to you. Early morning, the husband woke up early morning and asked his wife, will you like to join me for jogging? The wife said, oh, so you mean to say I am fat, Abby? Then the husband said, no, jogging is good for health. Oh, that means I am sick. The husband says, no, if you don't want to get up, then it's okay. So now, you think I'm lazy now, Abby? I'm lazy, I can't stand up. This is early in the morning as you wake up. Oh. The husband said, no, you are misunderstanding me. I didn't mean, the wife said, aha, so I don't understand you because I'm an illiterate, right? The husband said, now look, I didn't say that. Oh, so I'm lying. The husband said, I beg you, please, don't stretch it. You know, don't stretch this thing this morning. And the wife said, oh, now, so I am a quarrelsome nag, Abby. Now the husband now said, okay, you go off to sleep. I'm going jogging alone. You're happy now? The wife says, you always go everywhere alone. Well, enjoy yourself. But the man said, let's go together. You start a problem. The husband said, please, I'm feeling giddy now. The wife said, see? You are so selfish. Always think of yourself alone. You never think of my health. The husband is sitting and thinking, where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? Praise the Lord. And this writer says he's dedicating it to all married men. He said, thank you for always being patient with your wives. Listen very well. Short facts. Some short facts about your wife that you must know, brother. And this is very important. Your wife is not perfect. Forgive her. Your wife is the bone of your bone. Do not break her. Your wife is a gift. Appreciate her. Your wife is a rare gem. Guide her jealously. Your wife is your best friend. Be friendly with her. Your wife is your joy. Nourish her. Your wife is to be cherished. Be cheerful to her. Your wife is your portion. Cherish her. Your wife is not a devil. Don't dump her. Your wife is not only good for sex. Carry her along in every issue. Your wife is not your enemy. Encourage her. Your wife is not a family material. Never commit her unto the hand of your family members. Your wife is not your rival. Don't compete with her. Your wife is a female gender. Honor her. Your wife is not common. Don't compare her. She's special. Your wife is not a wash hand base. Stop abusing her. Your wife is a weaker vessel. Handle her with care. Your wife is a beautiful queen. Celebrate her. Your wife is not a fighter. Don't fight her. Your wife is not a punching bag. Don't beat her. Your wife is not a game. Don't play her. Your wife needs foreplay. Don't rape her. Your wife is a hook. Get hooked to her. Your wife is all you love. Praise her. Your wife is important. Honor her. Your wife is what you make her to be. Accept her. Your wife is your joy. Pursue her. Your wife needs your honor. Never embarrass her in public. Your wife is not a knife. Be nice to her. And your wife is a distinct personality. Never compare her to any work. Your wife is loyal. Don't be suspicious of her. Your wife is not a fool. Listen to her advice. Your wife is not malicious. Do not keep malice with her. Your wife is the best friend you can have. Befriend her. Your wife is not a napping. Do not misuse her. And the church will say, and the men will say,